All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you what's happening in the market and who we are trading with. It is Monday. It's Monday morning. Today is Monday, September 22nd. And last week, the Dow made new lows for the year. The S&P 500, as of Friday, is only 1.2% away from the June lows. The VIX, the fear index, jumps to 30. The Euroverse, the dollar, is at the lowest level in 20 years. Crude oil is at the lowest level since January. And then this week, we have the core PCE data, the Fed's favorite inflation indicator, and we have 12 Fed speeches. 12. So what's going on? How do we trade the markets? That is exactly what we're going to talk about right now. Plus, of course, we'll show you our current positions and how we are trading the markets. And we had some action on Friday. So also this morning, a few trades that we want to show you. So as you can see, there's a lot to talk about. So let's get started. But before we do, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. See, this is why we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. And obviously, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. Now, with that said, Mark, let's talk about these crazy markets and also what happened here on Friday. I actually want to bring up the Dow for a moment, because the Dow made new lows for the year, at least intraday lows.
Yeah, I mean, we finished lower by 486 points on Friday, and we took out those June lows. Interesting to see that, because there were times when the Dow was just kind of hanging in there and a little complacent compared to the other indices like the NASDAQ, you know, tech heavy NASDAQ, nasty day, and also finishing the week lower by 1,232 points.
Yeah, and this is where right now, I mean, all the indices are super close to the June lows. I mean, we went through all of the support levels. We went through the 3,900 level. We went through the 3,800 level. So right now, I mean, the June lows here are sitting at around 3,600, 3,650, somewhere around there. And we are just points away. I mean, this morning we see a little bit of a bounce. We'll talk about this, but it's kind of crazy. And the question is, okay, if this happens, where do we go from there? And I just want to zoom out a little bit. And if these lows do not hold, the next support would be the highs that we made before the pandemic, or then the next ones, this would be at around 3,400. Or right here, we see a double bottom that would be at 3,200. So these are kind of the next targets, possibly, for the S&P.
I agree with you on that one, Marcus. And we're sitting tight around 3,700 right now. So we'll see if we're able to hold up here around these lows. But on the way down, I'd be looking at the same levels.
Yeah. And then, I mean, we have a lot going on. I mean, the euro, take a look at this. I got to switch to a weekly chart here. The euro is falling at the lowest level against the dollar since 2002. So super, super strong dollar.
Yeah, and this just doesn't seem to be changing at all. And it's an interesting scenario, because with high inflation, you would think that metals would be going up. And, you know, some people would say that, hey, metals should be higher because they are an inflationary protection investment. But with the high dollar, the strong dollar, metals are falling, which is interesting to see, too. So that's just throwing everything out of whack.
Yeah. So what is it? GC gold is GC one?
Yep. GC1 exclamation mark. You see that gold's at lows not seen since 2020.
Yeah, and we're still on weekly charts here. And this is because interest rates are just going up. So if you're looking at the two-year yield here in the U.S., right now it is sitting at 4.2%. And here's what this means. It means that right now you're putting your money in these bonds, in the two-year yields, you're getting 4.2%. You see, a few years ago, this was at 0.1%. So you couldn't get anything. So this is where right now there's an alternative to investing in stock. See, when interest rates are low and when they're hovering here around 0.1%, nobody wants to put their money into CDs or savings accounts or anything. But right now, with interest rates surging, I mean, this is where you can get right now 4.2% kind of risk-free. So the question is, why should somebody even invest in the stock market where right now the dividend yield is super low? It's less than 2%.
And that's a great question. That's a, you know, one more reason to put pressure on stocks, because you essentially have that risk-free, right? Where there is risk in the market. So there are reasons for the S&P to now tackle those June lows. But, you know, decent day today, Marcus.
Decent day today. So let's hop over. Let's also take a look at the VIX, the fear index. I mean, this morning it was actually jumping to almost 33. That's a pretty high level here, because when we see in June, when we made these lows, we were around 35. And this is where we have been. I mean, during the pandemic, we know that it went completely out of whack. But right now, if you're looking at the fear index, this level around 35 seems to be kind of it, with a few peaks above. But that's where we are. This is where we see the most fear. And we are approaching these levels right now.
Yeah. And just for clarification, when I say decent day to day, it means we're not panic selling. So, you know, and one thing that was interesting, though, is that the VIX was higher, even though for a while the S&P was positive, right? And so the fear index tracks S&P 500 premiums essentially going out 30 days. And so when there's more fear, uncertainty in the market, when traders expect bigger price fluctuations in S&P 500 stocks, the VIX is going to go up. And usually you see the VIX going up when the S&P is down. But today, for a while there, the VIX was hanging high near highs and the S&P was positive, although it recently turned negative.
Yeah. So we'll take a look at this in a moment, and then also our trades. But let's take a look at the economic calendar, because this week is just packed. It seems that after last week's Fed meeting, every Fed member has something to say. So this morning we heard from FOMC member Collins. We also heard, which was a little bit unannounced, from Fed member Bostic, who is the Atlanta Federal Reserve president. And he says, well, he doesn't expect deep pain, which was at first good for the markets. But then when Fed member Collins was speaking, he basically said, you know what? This inflation stuff, we need to see quite a few months of data that inflation is coming down.
So mixed messages again?
Mixed messages. And then we have the big one this week, which is where's the core PCE? It's on Friday. So the core PCE price index is one of the Fed's favorite inflation gauges. And I think until then, we have a lot of volatility this week.
Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, core PCE is something to definitely take note. We do have these key inflation data points that the Fed's going to look at before their November Fed meeting. But that's something to keep an eye on. And yeah, volatility, trying to digest last week's move. And traders wondering, are we going to take out the June lows? Are we going to move lower? Or is this a buying opportunity? And so far, jury's out.
Right. And you see, we have here one Fed member speaking, another one speaking. Then tomorrow we have Powell speaking. Then here's another Fed member, Bullard, is speaking. Then we have Bullard again. Then we have Powell again. Then we have Bowman speaking, then Bullard again. I mean, Bullard is really active this week. Then we have Mester speaking, then we have Brainard speaking, then Bowman, then Williams. I mean, everybody seems to have something to say this week.
Yeah, we'll hear their golden nuggets, see if there's anything in this market moving. But that's exactly why it could be volatile.
Right, and we're already seeing it this morning. So we opened lower. Then we pushed higher right now, moving back to below Friday's low. As you said, the S&P just turned negative. The Nasdaq still positive, but also rolling over here right now. So attacking right now, the levels that we saw in the open. So, I mean, with these markets, Mark, should we even keep trading or should we just say, you know what, let's call it. Let's just wait until it gets better.
You know, I mean, this is where I think it's great for premium collection, right? We just saw with the VIX. The VIX is higher and the NASDAQ was up 1%. It's pulling back, sure, but there were opportunities to take advantage of this higher volatility. Marcus, we were both looking at selling calls today.
Yeah, exactly. Because let's take a look at our positions here and what happened. So let's first actually talk about Visa. So Visa, last week, I sold the 182.50. Did you do that as well? Were we both in this?
No.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, you didn't join me there. And then we closed above 182.50. So I did not get assigned here. This just expired worthless. But as you, I was trading the 29 put. And then on Friday, as we can see, it closed at around 27.20 was actually the exact close. So I did get assigned. And now I have Suncor shares where I got assigned at 29. And this is where the question is, oh, okay, this morning we're down, it's down. But then, I mean, for a moment, it looked like I was even able to sell the calls, but I decided to hold off. But let me just show you of what happened here. So Suncor getting assigned at 29. So for the September 30th, we can just see what we find here for the 29. And we see, oh my gosh, we can probably get 15 or 20 cents. So this is 37% annualized. I mean, this is not bad at all. This is not bad at all.
Yeah. This morning, 20 cents was possible. We had some mastermind members get 20.
Yeah. And this is where I said, I want to hold off. I mean, I just got assigned on Friday. I'm not in a rush right now to sell calls. But I mean, if you're pushing a little bit higher, so here right now, absolutely possible to sell calls and collect some more premium here. I just want to see and wait if you can push here a little bit higher. Now, for you, you were looking at Google, actually, because you got assigned at a lower price. You got assigned at 104, right?
Yep.
Okay. And that's where you actually did sell. Did you sell?
I did.
104?
I sold the 104 for 45 cents.
Okay. So 45 cents, that's 31% annualized. That's not bad at all. So yeah, in a market like this, sure, why not, right? Trying to sell calls. So for me, Google is trading a little bit too low right now. So if you're just zooming in here over the last 6 months or 3 months, this is where we had slightly different trades. So I got assigned at 108. So I have to wait for Google to push a little bit higher before I can sell calls again. But you have already been able to sell the 104 calls. And see, if you were able to sell 104 calls just when we were shy of 100, it means that for me, probably have to go up to 103 and 104 before I can do that.
Sure. And honestly, I mean, we've been drifting lower over the last couple of, you know, week or two, but I think we're going to snap back, get back above 100. In fact, today I was watching it and we were drifting back towards 100. We did pull back, but that's when I got that 45 cents. I think 48 cents might've been the high of the day so far for the 104, but I'm happy with it. Brings down our break even.
Yeah. And then we have LVS, our much longer term trade than we wanted it to be. But LVS this morning was on a tear. LVS right now up still 13% this morning, being as high as up 15% from after good news from Macau.
Yeah, so Macau's government said that they're going to resume issuing electronic visas and allowing Chinese group tours around late October, early November, and traders liking that. We see that LVS has just been all over the place, but now this is the third week in a row where we've been able to sell calls. I decided to go with the 42.50 and get some a little more premium. Marcus, you went with the 43, right?
Right, because I just saw it rallying, and with some more good news, I thought, okay, my break even is, I need to recalculate, probably much closer to $41 right now. my cost base is at 46.86. So, I mean, if you're getting called away above our break even, we still make money on this trade, even though we have to give back some of the premium that we collected. So if we can sell calls above our cost basis, so at, let's say, 47, then we keep all of the premium that we collected, which for me is now getting close to $20,000, and exit this trade profitably. So this, you went with the 42.50. I decided to go with the 43 because I was able to get 31 cents. So this gives me a 54% annualized.
Yeah, I got 38 cents on the 42.50. I mean, it was a toss-up. I think that both of them were good trades. And again, we don't want to get called away here. I do believe that as a call seller, you have to accept that you will get called away at the strike you sell, or don't sell it, right? It's better to wait. But I do feel that we can take advantage of this quick spike where premiums are high. And even if it starts to drift higher, we do have the potential to roll out a couple of weeks, if possible, get some more premium to get closer to that cost basis. Or if we pull back, you'll see that you have what's known as vol crush, right? Where the volatility expands when the stock is going crazy. But then when things calm down a little bit, right now sitting around 40, then you have that volatility crush. And as an option seller, that is a perfect scenario for us. Sell while there's a volatility explosion and then close it when there's that crush.
Yeah. So at this point, this trade, even if it keeps rallying and we get called away, we are still profitable. And with selling the 42.50, or for me, the 43, we still have options because it's a short-term trade expiring on Friday. And we took advantage of the volatility rush, as you said, and as we see a volatility crush, we might be able to roll it. Even if it goes higher, we might be able to roll it for a profit.
Sure.
Okay. Now, talking about rolling, this is actually a video that I did of how to roll properly and should you be rolling these calls. And I'll link to it here, right there. Take a look at this video, and then we'll see you again tomorrow morning. Make sure to like this video.
Happy trading, everybody.